Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 415 of Power Rangers, Power Rangers Time Force, episode 37, A Calm Before the Storm.
Oh, I lost it. It aired on October 27th, 2001, written by Judd Lynn, Jackie Marjan, and directed by Worth Keeter.
Keet, baby. This one, empty. Keet, like the vine? But instead of yeet, it's Keet.
I don't think I've seen that
You don't
vine.
Know the yeet vine?
I don't think I've seen that vine.
I'll have to show you. It's just, this girl wants to take a drink of something, but it's empty. She goes, it's empty, yeet, and then she's in like a hallway at school and just like throws the can as far as she can.
She yeets it.
She yeets? That's what yeet is.
Well, he's the key. Don't yeet the key.
Don't yeet the key. Hey, that's his new platform. He's running for president on...
I'd vote for him.
I probably would. I don't know anything about his politics, but can't be worse, right?
I can't imagine.
If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. Well, what we do actually is we talk about like Mortal Kombat and Leap Year Society for 7.5 minutes. Then we start recording. Then we pause the recording. And then we go watch an episode of Power Rangers. Then we come back and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And you should, because Time Force, with 4 or 5 exceptions, is pretty great.
All bunched up right in a row.
Yeah, they got them all out right at the end. What a weird way to send up. You know what? Actually, I think I just remembered there was this article called The Passion of the Chip, which is a bad title for it. But it was about like Judd Lynn's... like tenure as Power
Judd
Rangers.
Chip Lynn. Passion of the Judd.
Yeah, and they didn't have the same.
Oh, is that going for like a Passion of the Christ kind
of
thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, just Judd Lynn, guys.
I mean, he from what I read of this article, like he had to put up with a lot, and apparently Time Force was like literally the straw that broke the camel's back. Like there was plans to do like a movie afterwards, like the next set, like the end of time. Was going to be the movie, or there was going to be another like a movie, like movie
oh.
after it. And then like last minute, Jonathan Zachary came in and said, Saban says, nope. And this is what you got to do now. See you later. And he would just like pop in and be like, Saban says you got to do this and leave. Like Vince McMahon be like, nope, they're the Viking experience. Got to go. Oh, a week later. Nope. They're Viking Raiders. Nope. Actually, they're the Viking Warriors. Can't wait for next week when they're the Warrior Raiders, the Raid Warriors, the Redor Deers. Who knows? Only time will tell for Eric and Ivar.
Oh, God.
But yeah, so apparently he had to deal with a lot. And like towards the end of Time Force, he was just like, I don't care. And then that's what happened, I guess.
Right. And not even Jackie could save it.
She did her best, but here we are. Anyway, would you like to go watch? I almost said The Passion of the Chip. That's not available to watch. That's a reading only experience. That's the reading experience. You want to go watch... What's this one called? Calm Before the Storm?
Calm Before the Storm.
Let's go watch it. Time for Time Force.
Time Force! Time Force! Power Rangers!
And we're back, and we just watched the clip before the show.
Yep. I want to say surprised, but I should have seen, I feel like I should have seen this coming.
Is there a clip show every season?
There was one in Lost Galaxy.
Because I feel like after this one now, going forward, I'm going to be, like around episode 30, I'm going to be like, clip show coming.
Could be any time. There was definitely one in Lightspeed. That was when they all got their memories. It was called The Last Ranger, and it should have been dope as hell, but instead it was not.
Right.
There's one in Lost Galaxy where Damon and the bad Red Ranger, what's his name?
Leo.
Leo. They were like tied up in the sun on a planet.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, telling each other stories to like not die, I guess. I'm sure there was one for In Space. I don't remember. But now there's this one. The illustrious ranks of the clip show, the Power Rangers clip shows have blossomed into more. That would have been a real great segue if we still did more to more. FinGrid.com.
Nah, we don't do that.
Wait, that's not our website. And the Tumblr is nothing. HeyJakeAndJosh.com. That is the website. Now there's even Pokemon episodes up on there.
Yeah.
If you care, if you're here for that too. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Breadfruit Podcasts. Prodcasts?
Yeah.
We're on Breadfruit Podcasts.
We're trying out this new thing, Prodcast.
It's called a Prodcast. It's you just get the app on your phone and it just comes to you and it constantly sends you push notifications till you listen to it. So whatever you're like, I think I would like to listen to Rabbits. It's like, do you listen to Rabbits yet? How do you listen to Rabbits? Here's all episodes of Rabbits. You finish it, it downloads them again immediately. It's like, you're going to want to listen to Rabbits again.
Did you know these episodes of Rabbits are available right now?
Right here on Breadfruit Podcasts. And you can leave us a rating and review. We're also on Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife and Podbay and Podbeans and all your favorite podcast sites. And you can leave us a rating and review on any of them. Say, this one annoys me the least. And then 5 stars. That's important.
Right.
It's that. You can give whatever star rating you want, but if you don't want to give it a 5-star rating, just stay home. Don't even worry about it. It's a big hassle.
You can say whatever you want in the review as long as you click
all 5 stars. As long
as
those stars are 5. I've seen... This is so weird. Ranger Danger's, like, first review was, like, 1 star. I love it. I can't wait to listen to more. But you messed up so bad.
Maybe he thought 1 was, like, number 1.
Number
it's the
1.
Best.
Number 1. Yeah, no, it's not how it works. Hopefully he fixed it. I don't know. I looked at that. I saw it, like, years ago. It's just always stuck with me. Like, wow, you totally bonered that one up, buddy. It's the thought that counts. But in this case, it's also the metrics. And you're going to want to fix that star number. We're also on Patreon. Patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show. One of us might be currently unemployed.
Maybe.
Gainfully unemployed.
Yes.
By the time this comes out, who knows?
It's untelling, really.
It's hard to say. So if you want to help support the show, help us keep food in our bellies and lights on the table, go to patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh.
We do have lamps on tables.
Look, a lot of people got lamps on tables. So you're gonna...
It's me. I'm the unemployed one.
Yeah. I'm doing the math, but I think I might need to give it a minute. At least until after my birthday.
All right, Jake, are you saying you might have to hold off a minute?
I might have to hold off a minute. What a great joke we talked about off air. If anyone hasn't watched Girlfriend Reviews, you should.
Yes.
We're stalling because it's a clip show. Not a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about Mortal Kombat?
Oh, I could. Maybe. I played it all day today because I didn't have to go to work.
I know. I saw some tweets. From
yeah.
you.
Yep. I have
you did an assassination the other day.
I can do that consistently now. I'm pretty good at brutalities. I don't want to brag. I suck at stringing any moves together at all. But I do now know how some brutalities work. And I can do a fatality consistently as long as I know the input. So I'm getting better at putting buttons in.
Okay. At the math. At the hard math of Mortal Kombat.
It's just all the frame data. It's like when you're at this part of the kick, if you start the input for the next move, it'll string it into a combo. And I'm just like, ah.
Oh, that's in the game now?
Yeah, it's in the tutorial.
Ugh.
There's a frame data tutorial.
Blah. That's barf.
You don't need it because you could just put the game on very easy and have a fun
put
time.
Put on very easy and just punch your friends until they die and all their bones come out of their head.
And you shoot them in the back of the head, and if that's the last move of the fight, and you hold the grab button instead of tapping it, you will pop it like a zit.
Also, you found out about Mortal Kombat Conquest in 1998 to 99.
Yes.
Syndicated television program.
I'm very excited to get into that. I watched a timeline video.
Okay.
By YouTube channel The Leaderboard, I think.
Okay, I think I've heard of them.
Which was not a bad video. It was not a bad YouTube video. I made it through the whole thing, and that rarely happens nowadays.
I watch a lot of YouTube, so I can't say the same.
And it laid the timeline out. Did you know there are 2 Kung Laos?
Yeah, there's like Kung Lao and Kung Lao's dad, Kung Lao.
Yeah, or like great-grandfather something. He fought in one of the previous tournaments, because the game doesn't start. The game series does not start until the 10th Outworld victory.
So Mortal Kombat 1
is the 10th tournament after 9 Outworld victories. So Mortal Kombat 1, the video game, is if Outworld wins, they invade and merge Outworld with Earthrealm.
So, but wait, hold on. Hold up a minute. So you're telling me that the previous 9 tournaments, Outworld won.
Yes.
And they were like,
Goro specifically is undefeated and is the champ. I think
that's
the champion
he's the final
of all
boss,
those tournaments.
Except for Shang Tsung.
He's the next to final boss. Because after you beat him, then you have to fight.
Shang Tsung's like, just kidding, me. So you're telling me that Outworld won every time. And they're like, if we win this time, we're going to invade.
That's the rules by the Elder Gods. You cannot invade another realm.
Unless you win 10 times.
Unless you win 10 Mortal Kombats in a row.
Okay.
And that is because...
That's arbitrary.
In the hierarchy...
Elder gods must be Target Corporation.
In the hierarchy of the gods, yeah. There are your regular gods, like I think Fujin and Raiden, probably some others that I can't think of right now. And then there's the Elder Gods, Shinnok and Cetrion, are I think the only two we've ever
sure,
seen.
Sure, that's the one that's like a smoky ghost face and a lightning ghost face. Not a lightning, like a fire ghost face. Or those Elder gods.
Shinnok is just like... bad guy. I don't know what his powers are. I don't like Shinnok. I think he looks stupid, so I never really paid a lot of attention. And Cetrion is like Mother Nature, basically. Okay. But above the 4 Elder Gods is the one being that existed and sucked the life force out of the Elder Gods. So the Elder Gods got together and broke the one being into the 6 realms.
Six realms.
6 realms.
Earth Realm.
Earth Realm.
Nether Realm.
Yeah.
Outworld.
Yeah.
Chili's.
No, Edenia. Or Edenia.
Edenia.
Chaos Realm.
Fitchburg.
That's Chaos Realm, yeah.
Yeah.
And Order Realm.
Those last two sounds...
fake?
Like, made up.
Yeah, I think
Order... I know it's all made up, but those last two sound especially made up.
Order Realm has, like, an actual name.
That's where Stryker's from. Because he's a cop.
Stryker's from New York.
His mom said you have to let me play.
He's just a guy with a gun from New York, and he's like, yeah, I could probably take a buzzsaw to the face.
He's also
and
got,
be fine.
He's also got smoke grenades.
So yeah, so merging the realms back together would recreate the one being, which would then suck the life and kill the Elder Gods, and so that's why they're like, 10 Mortal Kombats in a row.
Okay.
And Outworld successfully conquered Edenia, and now they're going after Earthrealm. And I'm not sure... like why Netherrealm is
is hell.
It's because it's like Earth hell, but it's its own realm. So yeah. I guess you could like challenge Netherrealm to Mortal Kombat.
Right. When you die, you go to
but
Christian
Netherrealm
hell,
is,
aka Netherrealm.
But Netherrealm is also helping Outworld. It's a mess. The whole thing is a mess.
Outworld is just like Mad Max, but magic.
Pretty much.
Max.
It's a big desert world that the Tarkadans and the Aztec. Baraka is a Tarkadan.
Okay, Baraka's okay.
And the Aztec is Kotal Kahn.
I don't even know who that is.
He's I think he was new in 10 or X.
Know. I didn't play that one.
Sorry, there's 9, X, and 11.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, Mortal Kombat's crazy, and I could talk about it all day, but we do have a clip show we need to talk about.
We do have a clip show we need to talk about. I was just trying to stall because I don't want to. Because it's a clip show, so like there's like, but it's actually, I think it's a pretty good clip show. Like there's not as much clip as I thought there was going to be. There's a lot more show than I was expecting.
Maybe a little like 60-40.
It's in the 60-40s, yeah. But it's not just like, hey, remember that time we did this? Hey, remember that time we did this? And for the whole thing, there's like 60% that, but then there's not. And that's just going to be real easy to skip because we did entire episodes on them.
Yeah, we don't really need to talk about that stuff again.
So, we start off on Rancic. He's out of mutants again, like last episode when he found the last one at the back of the fridge. He's like, I think this one's expired, but I'm desperate, so maybe I'll pop it open anyway. That happened again, except this time, no mutants.
I feel like in the last episode, there were 2 cans left in the fridge.
There were.
And he grabbed one.
Mm-hmm. The other one was just like an empty can he put back on accident. You know, like when you finish the milk and you put it back, and then you're like, right. Why don't you just throw the jug out?
I don't know. I didn't want the milk to stink in the trash.
I forgot.
So I put it in the fridge until the trash goes out.
I mean, you could do that. Or you just it's a hermetically sealed jug. You could just put it in the trash. And Adira says the X-Vault is empty, which is wild because there's only been, I think, 3 X-Vault mutants. And also, they didn't have a key.
They couldn't go in there. And yeah, where are the other, like, 9 X-Vault
mutants?
There
was a bunch of them. Was some of the mutants just, like, secretly X-Vault? Why?
Did the Power Rangers fight mutants off the show?
We know they fought them in to start episodes, and that was, like, 6 or 7. I don't feel like they would spring an X-Vault mutant on the intro, you know?
Right. Or just like one of the random ones they had to fight in the mirror world.
Right. Oh, man. I forgot about that episode.
But even then, even if every intro monster was from the X-Vault, there's still like 5 that they haven't touched.
Yeah, no, it's empty there too. So who knows how they know that? I guess Frax like left the key when he left. Seems like a dumb idea, but sure, Frax. So now they're all out of mutants. We cut over to the clock tower for the first time this episode, and Trip's putting the last mutant in, and he goes, "That's the last one." They're all back in mint condition. All the Duggies and the Steves and the Deeks and all of them, they're all back. And now we just gotta get Rantic and then we can go home. And they start like celebrating, like, "Yeah, hell yeah, we can go home. We can go back to the future." Even Wes is like, "Yeah, you guys can go home. We're gonna be done. So great." Except Jen is not happy.
No.
She looks sad, in fact.
What does she have to go back to besides shitty Alex?
Jerk Alex and no cookies.
There's no cookies.
There's no pizza.
No pizza.
We found out there's no pizza. That sounds like hell.
No Wes.
What's the point of having the future if there's no pizza?
None. There's no point.
I had pizza tonight.
I haven't had pizza in a minute. I might have to get some pizza.
Conan's delivers. You can order it online. Yeah. That's good ass pizza. So Jen, like, sad piano walks away. And then we cut to the theme song. And when we come back, Jen's sitting on the roof thinking. And Wes comes up. There's pigeons.
She's on like a ledge with like her feet hanging off.
Yeah.
Just looking at the city.
I mean, like, what happens if she falls? She morphs?
Right. She's superhero, lands at the bottom. She'll be fine.
She'll be fine. She's a Power Ranger. Wes comes up. He has to like Wind Waker sneak along a ledge to get over there.
He's also a little bit like, "This is very high, and if I fall, I'm going to die." Yeah. So he's like a little scared, but also like a little stealthy.
Yeah. And he gets over and he's like, "What are you doing up here? Keeping the pigeons company?" And she's like, "No, I'm just, you know, thinking about stuff. You know, how I'm gonna miss things." And he's like, "Yeah, don't tell me you're gonna miss this place." And she's like, "Yeah, no, I'll miss stuff." He's like, "Yeah, like what?" And she's like, "Well," and she like looks at him. He's not looking at her.
He's also got this smile on his face, like, "Oh, what are you gonna miss?
You gonna miss me? Because they've done this dance a lot, and there was like three episodes where they were like basically kissing, and then like they didn't. So like,
well, because they can't.
Well, yeah, but like off screen, they can like kiss. Like when we're not watching them, they can be like, "We like each other. Let's stop fussing around.
We are two adult human beings who are attracted to each other."
And so she's like, "Yeah, I'll miss, you know, like little things like pizza and cookies." So pizza confirmed for gone in the future, and that's a future.
There's no junk food. There's only lettuce and celery.
But pizza isn't junk, Josh. It's treasure food.
No, it's just grease. It's bad for you.
No, it doesn't matter.
The only pizza they have in the future is bread with leaves on it.
No, it's just carb-free bread with celery on it.
No cheese.
Nope. That's the hell.
Yeah.
That's what happens if we lose.
That's the dark timeline.
And then they're like, you know, they're going back and forth. They're like deflecting, but being cute. And he's like, you know, "Miss me, blah, blah, blah." Like, yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember what he says. And she's like, you know, like, "We'll get out of your hair." And he's like, "Ha, ha, ha." And then, oh, yeah, cause he says something about how, like, she's like, "Oh, I've been awful hard on you." And he's like, "Ah, you weren't that hard on me. Like, you know, you're just doing your job."
She's like, "You're not going to miss me because I was a jerk to you."
And he's like, "No, that's not true." And then, oh, no, it's a clip show. And then, so here's what we get. We get the first episode with Wes getting his morpher. And then, like, Rantic being like, "I'll kill you." And then them morphing. And then Jen taking it back. Because, like, she was mean in the beginning. And she just took it back. She's like, "We don't need you done." I thought we were going to come out of that clip. We don't. We transition right into the next episode where she's like, "You're not working. You're not on our side. You're playing." And then, like, he gets something to fight for, that whole thing. You remember. You can literally go back and listen to us talk about it for between 45 minutes and an hour. So there's that. Then she's like, "I also had a lot to learn." And then she's like, "You were a good friend, though." And then she's holding his hand. And I don't remember what episode that was. It was the one where she went ballistic and got attacked and, like,
yeah, she got, like, is that the one she got, like, beat up in the alley?
No, I think that was the one where she got beat up by Rantic and they, like, dragged her back.
It was when she was gonna kill that monster.
That
and
one
they were
monster.
Like, "No, Jen, we only blow them up and freeze them.
We only kill robots who can think and feel."
Except that one time West killed a man.
Special circumstances.
Right.
He was a knight. From the past?
And knights have to fight to the death.
That's the only way.
It's in the
the Constitution and the Bible.
It's part of the chivalry.
The Knight's Bible slash Constitution. The Knight's Constitution. So there's like a little, like her holding his hand because he fell asleep next to her. And then they come back out of the flashback and they're like, oh, we've been through a lot together. And Wes is like, yeah, I'm going to miss you. And she's like, oh. He's like, I'm going to miss all of you. And she's like, you said me first. And then we cut to Katie and Lucas and Trip. And Katie's like, I'm so stoked. We're going to go back to the future. I'm going to get to see my family again. Lucas is like, I'm going to get to kiss my race car. I mean, drive my race car.
He's going
to
tune it up.
I'm going to tune it up. A wink. Wink, wink. And then Trip's like, yeah, I'm going to miss this place, though.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the future, too.
I'll be there, but sad about this. And then we get some more flashbacks. Rantic escaping.
Yeah, Katie's like, do you remember how we got into this mess?
Do you remember when we absolutely failed at our jobs wicked bad and probably would have been fired had we not escaped to the past? Then we get the time ship. Them getting punched through time. Them coming to the clock tower. Being
is
like,
this the first reference of an untested time ship?
I think they might have mentioned it in the first episode.
Okay.
But I do not recall it at all because it was 15 to 17 weeks ago.
It was a long time.
It was a minute ago. Then we get the scene where Katie's like toasting, being like, hey, I know I was freaking out about the future earlier, but, you know, you're my family here and now. And so I'm in. And then we come back out. And she's like, yeah, I guess I will miss this place. You're right, Trip, and I am sad now. Then we cut to Frax, who's got to try some crystal for his guy. You remember he's got a big guy?
Yeah.
He's going to put a try some crystal in him?
Yeah, the most delicious of crystals.
The best crystal. Massachusetts, North Mass's own try some crystals.
Yeah.
And he's going to put it in his guy. The guy's name is Max Axe.
Yeah.
Thought he said Max Ass first.
This is my new robot, Mass Ass.
This is my new robot, Junk Trunk.
Don't worry, he has no axes.
He does. He's got an axe.
Does he?
One of his whole hands is an axe.
Look, not to spoil the episode, but he's there and gone so fast, I didn't even notice he had an axe.
He is so inconsequential that he is murdered in the coolest way, but also when you think about it, the weeniest way. Max Axe is the biggest weenie of all the monsters they've ever fought on Time Force.
Great job, Frax.
Even including the guy who was like, I'm a weenie, I don't want to fight.
No, he's tougher than Max Axe.
That guy was tougher than Max Axe. So then we cut to Biolab, and Papa Collins is saying, hi, he's talking to Eric. He's like, we're going to hire 50 more Silver Guardians.
Because they keep getting killed by cronies.
That, or like crime just keeps going up, or maybe because of the monsters are just busier.
Okay, but no, because
there's no
monsters left.
They don't know that.
That's true.
About to make a very bad business decision. So then,
so much for expanding in Canada.
Oh, the Canadian branch of Silver Guardians is going to be like three Mounties.
That's by PCO.
It's going to be PCO. It's going to be Trish Stratus. They should be so lucky. And then it's going to be someone else.
Lots of wrestlers from Canada, but most of them are active
or like,
still.
Well, yeah, but like, or good. And I don't want to like, I did say Trish Stratus, who is one of the best female wrestlers of all time. I don't know, like Lance Storm's. Like someone who trained with Lance Storm but didn't make it, you know? Speaking of Lance Storm, he came back to Impact.
Oh.
And he did a If I Can Be Serious for a Minute, but in like a cool way.
Oh, dang.
And I was like, do I have to watch Impact now? On Twitch TV?
For Lance Storm?
Because of Lance Storm. Well, also definitely be for Jordynne Grace. I don't know if you've ever seen her.
No, I have not.
You would get why I'm very into her immediately.
I have a guess.
She's strong.
Yeah.
That's it.
I was going to say Jersey, but strong
no,
is also
not.
Your other type.
I don't know where she's from. No, that's why I'm weirdly into Liv Morgan, because she's a dirty Jersey girl. That's what I'm here for.
It's either that, or can they just totally crush you in one move?
Look, all I'm saying is that all it took was like one night of Angelus Lane being really mean to all my favorites. And I was like, that's my favorite now. That's her. So anyway, Dr. Zazzle comes in and he's like, hey, you remember the trisome powder that we had that sucked? And it was just like, whatever. It was like excess Remy flakes.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Well, turns out it can become a crystal. And Papa Colin's like, wow.
It's like, okay. And he's got it in like a, not a Petri dish, because it's not flat.
It's like a thick Petri dish. Yeah.
And he's like, look. So Papa Collins opens two of them.
Yeah.
And the good doctor, I don't remember his name.
Zaskins
is like, if we could put them together, they could power a city. And so so Papa Collins puts them together and they glow. And then he looks at him and is like, can we put them together? And he's like, we're working on it. Even though you just, in front of my face, put them together.
It is so weird that they're like, if only there was some way to get him to touch.
Papa Collins is like, hold on, I have an idea.
Hold up a minute. I can put them together.
I will touch them.
And then he's like, do you think you could do this more? And he's like, I'll get the boys on it.
Do you think you could make a device that puts them together?
Like some scotch tape, maybe.
If only there was such a gadget.
Eric is like looking weird, and he does not look super happy about this. But Papa Colin's like, this is gonna be amazing. We're gonna have so much energy,
because there's also city. Aside from the two jars with the actual crystals, there's like a couple vials of powder that are in this case as well. That they're just gonna make more, and then they need to build another Rammy so then get more powder runoff.
Yeah,
to make more crystals.
I don't understand that part of it at all. But so then we come back to the clock tower. Eric drives there. We actually like follow Eric, and he like knocks on the door, and he goes in, and they're like, Eric, what are you doing here? He's like, hey, remember to try some crystals. And they're like, how could we forget the delicious crystals? He's like, well, your dad has some, and he's gonna make a bunch more. They figured out that they can make a ton of stuff with them. And Jen's like, that's super bad. Those are not supposed to be invented for another 100 years. That could mess literally everything up. And Eric's like, yeah, you should probably talk to your dad. And then they're like, hey, thanks, Eric. And Eric Lee is like, yeah. He's like, oh, he's part of the team. It's Clip Show.
Yeah.
Very excited. Then we cut to Frax, who's like, yes, Frax has Maxax. So Frax and Maxax just like chat for a second. There's a Frax Maxax chat for like real quick. Then we cut back to a flashback of the kids episode where like they kidnapped a bus of kids. You know, the mayor kidnapper kidnapped the kids.
Yeah.
And dad, you got to pay the $10 million. And he's like, I will not do that. That's ridiculous. And then it cuts from there to Wes being like, I gave them the money and said, you did it. Bye. And then it cuts to Wes taking a bullet for an unnamed Silver Guardian, getting his visor broken, and his dad being like, Wes, you're a Time Force Ranger?
I can tell from your eyes and only them.
From your eyes from 40 yards away.
Through a tiny hole when you're covered in soot.
And then we get him coming around and being like, I want to pour it out myself. And he's like, you abandoned your boy. And he's like, I made his own thing and I'm proud of him for doing it. Which is maybe the best line read, I think, in the show until like one or two episodes from now when Jen gets the actual best line read in the show.
Right.
Not to set expectations very high.
Well, you did.
Well, it's the best. So then it's we cut to him, the Pop Collins in the hospital bed, and Wes being like, I took over the company for you. He's like, yeah, I love that you did that, but no, you shouldn't do that. You're a Power Ranger.
Before he like hugs Wes at the end of that conversation, I don't know if I noticed this the first time, but he's doing this thing with his hand. Where it's kind of like the OK symbol.
20 days.
It's kind of like the OK symbol, but it's the first two fingers instead of just the first one. And he's like pinching with them.
Is he
he's just doing this?
What is that?
I don't know.
What's he getting?
He has to talk through a puppet because he's traumatized from being shot.
He's working through a coma. Yeah.
I don't know. It's very strange. What a weird choice to just be like.
I did not notice that at all. Then it cuts to Wes showing up at Biolab, and he comes in, he hugs his dad because they're like on good terms again finally, and he's like, what did you want? He's like, okay, probably should have told you this earlier. you know, all my friends, the Power Rangers. And he's like, uh-huh. He's like, they're from the future. And Papa Collins goes, like the future future? And he's like, yes. And here's the thing is, you can't make the trisome crystals because those delicious chips are not supposed to be invented for another 100 years. And he's like, oh, bummer.
And then Wes gets a call from Jen on his holographic communicator.
Yeah.
Right in front of Papa Collins, who sees it and is like, oh.
Oh, that's the future. I know that's a future anywhere.
That looks like something I'm going to invent early. You can take the crystals. I'm making these.
I'm making these. Let me just like let me do a scan of it. I mean, like, he sees like giant robots every day, but like not as impressive as a little hologram on your wrist.
Right.
You know, I guess just different things, right? We have tall things. We don't have wrist-based.
Well, we have holograms too.
I mean, not really.
I mean, the company is bankrupt, so.
The Tupac hologram company went bankrupt?
I'm pretty sure they went bankrupt immediately after that.
Well, I hope you learned a valuable lesson about putting on concerts of dead people. Because you can doesn't mean you should. So then we cut to Max Axe Attacks acting, and he's in an office park doing his thing. And then do the Rangers show up? I think the Rangers show up in a second. But we cut to Bluto and Rancic at the prison, and Bluto's like, Frax is attacking. And Rancic just goes, Frax!
He turns to the camera so he can yell Frax at us.
Yeah, and it's very guttural. It's like, Frax! He's so mad.
He hates Frax.
Cut back to Frax. He's near Max Axe.
Cut back to Frax Axe.
We cut back to Frax Axe and Max Axe. Attacks Axing. And they're not near each other, but the Ranger, like Eric shows up to fight Max Axe, and then the Rangers show up to fight Frax Axe. And
I hate this so much. I hate Max Axe.
Max Axe sucks. We'll see in a minute why Max Axe sucks the most. And Frax has a gun hand. He turns his weird little like robot lab hand into a gun and shoots the Power Rangers. Then he's got, they're like, we gotta kill this mutant. And Frax like, he's not a mutant, he's a robot. Got him. And then we cut to Eric fighting Max Axe. And then we cut back to Frax having laser eyes. And he shoots his laser eyes out at the Rangers. And then then Eric it just like slices up Max Axe and makes him grow.
How does he grow? Just by getting beat up too much?
He just has his sword out and just like hits Max Axe a couple times and he's like, I'm gonna grow then. So he grows. And there's like a fight on two fronts, right? There's Frax fighting the Power Rangers, and then there is Eric fighting Max Axe.
Except the Power Rangers stop fighting Frax to shoot Max Axe.
They like posture to do it. I don't know if they actually do it, because it's Q-Rex versus Max Axe. He goes into man mode. They fight. He turns back into dino mode. And Eric jumps on the front and just shoots Max Axe with his regular gun. And Max Axe dies. from his regular blaster.
From like his finger rockets.
He just shoots. He's just like,
oh, no. Bing. Eric with his, like, yeah. His little pistol did
he's
it.
On the nose and he just shoots him. And Max Axe is like,
oh. You got me. Oh, you shot my exhaust vent.
Why, Frax, this guy sucks.
Thank God for the trisome crystals, made him so super strong.
So strong. And then we come back to Frax going, no! And then he dips, and he's like, ah, you may have beaten Max Axe, but you'll never guess what I have in store for you. It's like, didn't you have Max Axe in store for us? I'm not super worried anymore. Then we cut to Rancic on a roof looking for Frax. And he's like, Frax, you dirty rat.
You
killed my brother. I will kill you. And then Bluto's like, he's like, go look for him, Bluto. And Bluto's like, okay. And Bluto's like, what?
He just like Aussie shuffles away.
He takes little steps, but his whole body has to like do a full bounce first before he can make any headway. So every step, he's got to do like a whole like, whoop, 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 whoop. It's very goofy looking, and that's the final boss of Time Ranger.
Yep.
But this one farts and wants his mommy.
And Nadira.
And Nadira, and she's not that desperate. So then we cut to Eric showing back up at the Odd Jobs, Nick Time Odd Jobs clock tower. Wes is putting a clock back together. He can't do that. He doesn't know anything about that.
No.
Wes doesn't know what he's doing here.
What do you mean? No, he's a clocksmith.
Wes doesn't know anything about that. Wes isn't gonna.
I don't know.
Wes is gonna ruin this clock more. That's all he's gonna do.
Maybe he, because he never needed a job before. He spent all his time clocking,
doing clocks.
So he's clocking in.
He's never clocked in his life.
Maybe he's never clocked out.
Oh, the plot thicks. So then Eric comes in and he's like, hey, your dad wanted me to give you this. And he hands him a briefcase. Inside is the two trisome crystals and the powder. And he's like, oh, dip. Thanks, Eric. And he's like, yeah, see ya. And leaves. That's all. He didn't want to hang out. He just wanted to drop it off.
Right. They're not friends. They're teammates.
Yeah. But they are friends.
Eric's not ready to admit it.
Yeah,
yet.
He's getting there. He'll get there.
They're not hanging out friends.
I can feel it. They're going to get there. So then Trip comes down. He's like, you got to come upstairs right now. And so he runs upstairs. But he does bring the trisome crystals, which is good. You don't want to just leave those around. They could power a whole city on accident.
That would be stupid.
Or make a bad robot. Who knows what they're capable of.
He's so powerful that he got shot with a regular gun.
He got slashed twice and shot once and died. What a weenie.
And Frax was like, you got lucky that I made a bad robot this time.
If he would have been regular Axe.
More like Min Axe.
More like minimum, more like Max Ass.
Huge Ass, the robot.
So he goes upstairs with Trip. Alex has called and he's like, hey, you're doing great down there. The future is still here. And all that. And Trip's like, yeah, and then we're going to get to come home as soon as we catch Frax and Rancic.
At the beginning of the episode, they were like, we just need to get Rancic. And then Alex on this call is like, your final two missions are Frax and Rancic.
So it's good that he's like thinking about it at least.
Also, I kind of forgot about Frax until we saw him building a robot. And I think that was the last episode.
Last episode, yeah.
That like he was building that robot. And then there were all the sky portals that showed up at the end of the last episode, but aren't in this one.
Yeah, that's weird, right? That they're not in the episode.
And it made it seem like the robot he was building was causing those.
Yeah, but he said he was making Max Axe, and Max Axe made zero portals. And also, Alex, like, ruined Trip and, Circuit for, like, a whole episode. So that he didn't tell him about the portals that happened at the end of the episode, but that didn't happen, that he then shows them about now.
Yes.
Because they're like, we're going to get to come home. He's like, actually, Trip, no, you're not. The future says you save it, but you don't make it back. How do you know that?
Because he's in the future.
But is that future, the new future with them coming back?
See, this is the problem with Alex, is that he's such a nerd for the timeline he's in, because he's still alive in this one, so he doesn't want it to change.
Yeah.
So he's like, you five, or four, I guess, that were the time-traveling rangers from the future, you four have to die so that I may live.
It is,
but I don't know. My theory is that when he says you won't survive to make it back. And I don't think they're going to go back to the future, but I think that's because they're going to choose not to.
I mean, maybe we'll see.
The only one I would think like maybe not is Katie.
Yeah.
There's really nothing in 2001 for her.
No, she doesn't do a lot here. Yeah. But yeah, he shows them a video of the city being sucked up into a time portal. You know how last episode was like, you can't tell him yet. And then it happened, but I guess it didn't. Maybe that was just more future footage. Well, now here he is the next day just telling them, why did we have to watch the last episode?
Because the doors were locked, you see.
Why? I hate it.
We had that episode existed for the same reason Katie didn't just rip that door off its hinge. It had to for nothing. It had to because in Alex's timeline, the Rangers didn't know until today, so Circuit could not tell them yesterday.
It's one day, and it hasn't even happened yet, because it wasn't from Max Axe, because Max Axe just sucked a bunch of ass.
But also, Alex's timeline, the future that Alex is living in, is morphing and shaping itself to the events that are happening in the current time with the Rangers.
It is.
So everything bananas. That he's like, this happened, is like, no, it hasn't.
It's, I don't know. Is it?
Because we've already did it. We've already been told you get to shape your own destiny. He said that. And then he goes back to the future and says, this is what's going to happen and you can't help it.
I hate it.
And also, you can't know about this yesterday. You have to know when I tell you right now.
This is Jonathan Zacher popping his head going, hey, Judd and Jackie, Alex has to tell them that they're going to die, and then leaves.
Hey, do we ever do time travel again? I don't know if I can handle another time travel season.
Not a whole season, I don't think.
Thank God.
I mean, look, you could write a good season of it. You just need to make sure you know what the time travel is. Even if it's not like plausible.
Yeah,
as long as it is internally consistent, that's all I want.
That's it. If you're going to write a time travel story, you need to sit down before you even start and define the rules.
Yeah. And if the rules change
and adhere to them.
And if like you're like halfway done or you're wherever in the story and you're like, oh, the rules have to be different, you need to be able to make it still make sense. Right?
Yeah.
Even if it's as simple as like, we didn't know what it was, we were wrong. Right? Like, as long as you just need to make it make some sort of sense. Instead, they just go, it's literally whatever.
Yep.
Sometimes you can go back in time to T-Rex times and get a robot T-Rex, but sometimes you can't know about tomorrow. Sorry.
Oop.
Whoops. But that's the end of the episode.
And now that it is tomorrow, you're all going to die.
Bye. Oops.
But at least I'll be fine. Alex out.
Thank goodness. At least we'll have Alex. Anyway, that's the end of the episode. Josh, I started.
Oh, great.
What's the best?
I don't know, man.
You got to pick something.
I think I had one, and I can't remember
what it was. I also definitely had one, and I'm looking at my notes right now to see if I can remember what it was.
Maybe it wasn't so much that I had a best in that I was like, that's definitely the worst.
Oh, I do have a best.
No, what is it?
It's when Papa Collins goes, the future?
And yeah, he's full face now.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'll listen to you. You're a Power Ranger. I should have listened to you the whole time. My friends are from the future. Oh, no shit.
Huh.
Right.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I will give it to not specifically just that moment, but that conversation and the resulting. You're right. I shouldn't mess with things I shouldn't be messed with.
What's the worst?
But see, now Jen is like, those haven't been invented for 100 years, but she's coming from a future where that's true, and the future now might not be that way.
We don't know. And Circuit has all his stuff from the past timeline, except it can be changed from the current future timeline. What's the worst?
I was going to say the surprise clip show, but I don't know if that's the worst.
No, it wasn't good, but it wasn't terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't super like obstructive to the episode. It was just like the first maybe third of it was them being like, hey, remember when Rancid got away?
Remember how my dad was mean and that he isn't anymore?
Remember how Jen was mean to Wes and now they're in love but won't admit it?
But they just can't kiss because Papa Haim is just looming large over them.
Every 10 minutes, Jonathan Zacher pokes his head in the door. No kisses.
No kisses.
Can't kiss.
Papa Haim said no. Also, Trips can see the future now.
I think the worst is Big Cass Ass.
I think Max Axe XL is the worst.
He's the worst.
He's a big dumb weenie. He's a fat naked jerk.
Yeah, he sucks.
Who's the MVP?
It's Eric. Yeah. He killed Mass Ass. He
came to the thing and said, hey, you got to talk to your dad about the Trisome crystals.
Yeah.
Then he delivered them.
Yeah, it's got to be Eric.
Yeah, Eric. And now we got to rank it. So, Josh.
Yeah.
Not a wonderful episode, but not bad.
Not as bad as the other bad episodes in this last run that we've been stuck in.
So,
let's start with trying to find something I can remember.
Legend of the Clock Tower.
Okay. What's in that one?
It's when Katie goes back in time and talks to the weenie who doesn't...
oh, right.
Who stands up for himself eventually and then changes time. And then she's like, cool, love it.
See, changing the future could be good.
Love changing the future.
Changing the future, which is the present, which then would also change the future that Katie is from and could wipe her whole family out, which is what she was so worried about.
But I think, and they could, what they could have done in that episode is be like, see, you changed a whole bunch of stuff and it didn't matter. You're still here. Everybody's still here.
Right. Here's another thing is that that took place in Colonial California.
Yep. Which is in Power Rangers canon exists.
That's true. They came the other way.
They went around the long way. I think I'm thinking around there.
Okay.
Because that episode was like kind of dumb and kind of bad, but like had some good stuff in it. This one was like fine, but had some bad stuff in it, but also was a clip show.
What happened in Something to Fight For that it is that low on the list?
I think here's the thing with this is a blue streak is where the bad episodes start.
Okay.
And then Time Shadow is like the fine episodes. So it was just fine.
All right.
I don't think it gets bad until below a blue streak or Short Circuited. In Something to Fight For, I believe that was the one where Wes was like, I want to fight. And they're like, no, you're playing. And it was like, you need to find a reason to fight. Yeah. I think that was it. And it was fine. But it was like, you know, the third episode. So like, you know, whatever. I think this is probably... just under that. I don't know why the Time Shadow is that low. I think just because like it was a toy commercial and nothing happened.
That's probably why, yeah.
That sounds about right. So
above Time Shadow?
Yeah.
All right.
So coming in at number 27, A Calm Before the Storm.
And we've only got one more to rank because the next three are a three-parter.
Yes.
And that's it.
That is it. So we should say now, we probably should have said at the front, but we talked about Mortal Kombat for 10 minutes. This is the only episode this week. But next week... you're going to get one on Monday, you're going to get one on Friday, also going to get one on Wednesday in between those two.
Yeah, part one is on Monday, part two is on Friday.
Yeah, part three
is going to drop on Wednesday. So don't listen to Wednesday's episode until you listen to Friday's episode first.
Time travel.
That's right.
Boom. Gotcha. No, but part two will obviously be on Wednesday. We're going to do three that week. But because of that, only one this week. So you know our dumb rules that we've made for ourselves by now.
3 years ago. 4 years ago?
5 years ago.
5 years ago.
Five entire years ago.
3 years was Pokemon. United.
United. 4 years was regular style.
Crazy.
Yeah. Maybe more? I don't actually know when we started Pokemon World Tour.
I don't know. I think that...
it was after a year of doing Morphin Grid.
Yeah, I think at least 1 year.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Anyway, yeah. So 5 years ago, we made the rule that all multi-parters happen in 1 week. Gosh darn it. And so that's what's next week. And that's the end of time. It's called the end of time. That's dope.
Force. The end of time. Force.
Little letters.
Right. Little fine print.
Yeah.
It looks like a period, but it's the word force in a circle.
And then after that, we're going to have a little hiatus where we're only going to do one episode of bonus stuff a week. First episode of that is going to be real fun. We'll probably talk about that next week.
Yeah, I got to prep for that.
Yeah, same. This one needs prep. There's going to be a lot of guests. It's going to be a good time. But next week, the end of time. Until then,
may the power protect you.
You gotta get the date.
I'm getting it. I'm not happy about it. Oh, Mortal Kombat Conquest is still open on Amazon on my phone. Let me open a new tab.
Don't want to close that, baby. You're gonna need that.